Thanks for being with us on this getaway day ahead of Thanksgiving. Capitol Hill is facing a reckoning over sexual harassment, but hardly anyone wants to name names. Minnesota Senator Al Franken has been accused by two women of groping them. Michigan Congressman John Conyers is accused of paying a former staffer to keep quiet about unwanted sexual advances. More from Christina Marcos, staff writer at The Hill. Christina, what have you uncovered?
Well, there are a variety of reasons why. I mean, you see in other industries recently, like in Hollywood and in media, there are a lot of people coming publicly forward with allegations against people, and these people have been identified and they're being held accountable. But you're not seeing that so much on Capitol Hill, and that's for a variety of reasons, primarily because the Capitol Hill ecosystem is a very transactional one, and so people are reluctant to antagonize people they might need for something later in the legislative process. And plus, it's still a very male-dominated workplace, and that discourages women from coming forward with things and sometimes doubting themselves.
How can that change? Did anybody get into that?
Lawmakers acknowledge that there's only so much they can do if no one's going to name names, but they're trying to push forward some legislative proposals in the meantime that they say could help change the culture. Like, for example, mandating annual in-person sexual harassment awareness training, and also overhauling the system available for staff to report harassment.
And the likelihood of something like this going through is what? Because you've got, in some cases, the fox watching the hen house.
That's right. But both sides of the aisle are very eager to get this done. They're thinking to perhaps move forward as soon as or after the Thanksgiving break. The Senate has already passed a resolution earlier this month that's now going to require all senators and staff to undergo this training, and Speaker Paul Ryan has endorsed it for House members and staff as well.
We're speaking with Christina Marcos, staff writer at The Hill. She's written a piece entitled "On Capitol Hill, Few Name Names on Sexual Harassment." Some of the stories that the lawmakers have told have been very eye-opening, I guess.
They have, and they keep piling up. And lawmakers themselves have said they've experienced sexual harassment from their male colleagues. So it's clear that this is a very pervasive problem.
Did the Harvey Weinstein incident really open the door to all this? Is that where some are pointing at this point?
That seems to open the floodgates. I mean, the New York Times is actually keeping a list of all the dozens of powerful men who've been implicated in sexual harassment allegations. Change is going to be slow on Capitol Hill, but advocates are hopeful that at least trying to move forward these legislative proposals and will hopefully lead to at least changing attitudes.
I was surprised at what Senator Claire McCaskill from Missouri had said about being sexually harassed like in the 70s. And then basically, I don't know, stuck around or right or committed to like a Washington career.
Well, she's not the only one. Congresswoman Jackie Speier also said that she was sexually assaulted, more accurate term. She said she was forcibly kissed by a chief of staff when she was a staffer in the 70s. And Congresswoman Annie Cookster from New Hampshire said that what she described as a guest of the Congress tried to grope her while she was at a dinner with her boss.
Have they tried to move legislation themselves on something like that?
They have. Jackie Speier introduced legislation last week to require the sexual harassment awareness training as well as overhaul the system for staff to report complaints. Staffers acknowledged to me, and lawmakers have been saying as well, that the office that handles these complaints, known as the Office of Compliance, most people didn't even know what it was until recent weeks until lawmakers started saying, hey, we should mandate sexual harassment training. And by the way, there is this system available that, you know, hardly, like some lawmakers say they didn't even know what this was either until recently.
And Congresswoman Speier, is that the first we've heard from someone like her with regards to a sexual harassment measure?
Well, she actually tried to push this in 2014. Okay. She successfully added an amendment to an appropriations bill for legislative branch operations that would have required this training. At the time, you may recall, there was a Louisiana congressman who was caught having an affair with a staffer. Mm-hmm. And this wasn't directly in response to that scandal, but it came up around the same time. And so Jackie Speier's proposal was adopted by voice vote, and everyone seemed on board. But in the end, it wasn't included in the final bill that became law.
Wow.
And so it was kind of in limbo for the last 3 years until now, when everyone all of a sudden has been saying, hey, why don't we have this training? Let's make it mandatory right now.
Thanks, Christina. Christina Marcos, staff writer at The Hill. Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review and comment for us. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.